This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 690, Defeat Overspending from the Inside Out, by Joshua Becker of BecomingMinimalist.com. And I am Dan, the guy who is here each weekday reading to you from some of the best blogs on personal finance. You can learn more and give us some topic requests if you've got ideas over at oldpodcast.com. Today's post is from Joshua Becker, another author that we got to meet at FinCon. He's a really nice guy. And actually, he's got a brand new money magazine out now. And when we talked to him at FinCon in Orlando, we specifically asked him if he had anything coming out soon that we should mention. And he said it was actually perfect timing because this month, since this is a brand new magazine, you can get a lifetime subscription to the money magazine for only $20. And not only that, you'll get an additional subscription to gift someone. Plus, you'll help keep our shows running because he'll donate 10 of those dollars back to our shows. Now that's for October 2018 only, so just about a week left to take advantage of this deal. To do that, come by oldpodcast.com/money. That's oldpodcast.com/money, and I'll give you a quick reminder about that at the end of the show. So for now, let's get right to today's post from Joshua as we optimize your life. Defeat Overspending from the Inside Out by Joshua Becker of BecomingMinimalist.com. Advertisers work tirelessly to influence our spending habits, and they incorporate a variety of tactics to accomplish their goal. They understand that controlling a consumer's checkbook often begins on an emotional level. They know that influencing a consumer's attitude or belief toward their product is one important avenue to influencing their behavior. Case in point, a recent advertising campaign by Subaru proudly proclaims their desire to communicate with a potential buyer's heart and mind in an effort to influence their behavior. After trying numerous approaches in the past to contain overspending, I believe this is the strategy that keeps many of us from breaking free from our personal patterns of overspending. We've tried budgeting, waiting periods, and cutting up credit cards, only to find out that these external fixes don't win out over our internal desires. They may work for a short time, but because advertisers have connected with our heart, our mind, and our emotions, our unhealthy spending patterns almost always return. To overcome overspending in our lives, we need to find a new approach. If external fixes have not sufficiently changed your behavior, consider the need to redefine your attitudes and beliefs towards possessions and spending. These internal changes will, in turn, begin to have an impact on your external behavior. For a new approach to spending less, try one of these inside-out principles. 1. Recognize that we live in an overhyped culture of consumption. From the moment we were born, we've been bombarded with thousands of advertising messages every day. According to Yankelevich, a market research firm, the average American living in a city today sees up to 5,000 ad messages every day. Each of these messages compel us to purchase and consume. While deep down, most of us know that overspending is not a wise behavior, we've been told to purchase and consume so many times and from so many voices that we start to buy into what they're selling. Realize that nearly every moment of every day, you're being sold something and becoming wiser toward their tactics because of it. 2. Watch less television. In 2009, broadcast television took in $22 billion in advertising sales, and cable television earned $20 billion. Corporations don't spend that much money on television commercials because they think they can get you to buy their product. They spend that much money because they know they can get you to buy their product. Television is an industry built on the assumption that you can be convinced to spend and overspend your money. You are not immune. After all, if the selling platform ever stopped working, it would no longer exist. If you want to turn off overspending, start by turning off the television. 3. Consider the full cost of your purchases. Usually, when we purchase an item, we only look at the sticker price. But this is rarely the full cost of our purchases. In fact, whether it be cleaning, organizing, maintaining, fixing, replacing, or removing, every purchase we make costs us additional time, energy, and focus. In addition, many of our purchases today require further financial investment tomorrow, like electricity, accessories, upgrades, etc. Making a habit of intentionally factoring those expenses into our purchases will allow our minds to make more competent and confident decisions with our dollars. 4. Consider the benefits of owning less. Owning fewer possessions has numerous short-term and long-term benefits. For example, a home with fewer possessions is easier to clean and maintain. Homes absent of clutter are less stressful and more rejuvenating. people who buy less carry less debt and possess greater opportunity to financially support causes they believe in. The sooner we get a clear understanding of the benefits of owning less, the sooner we embrace a lifestyle of buying less. 5. Practice generosity. Generosity has a powerful effect on our lives. Studies have shown that generous people are happier, healthier, and more satisfied with life. This may be because generosity forces us to appreciate the things we own and how much we have to give others. Ultimately, generosity begins to change the way we view the world. We begin to find our fulfillment in life by helping others. And when we begin to experience fulfillment in generosity, we have less need to fill our lives with unnecessary purchases. 6. Find time each day to consider the unseen blessings of life. Emotions such as love, hope, and peace bring us lasting joy and happiness. Unfortunately, we live in a world that is ruled by rational thinking, bottom lines, and physical production. Finding time in our busy schedules to reflect upon the good things we already possess can be difficult. But if we can find consistent time each day to meditate on the joy found in the invisible blessings of life, it just may change the way we view the physical things. To be clear, I am not arguing against behavior-based solutions to overspending. My family has used budgets, waiting periods, and cash envelopes in the past to limit our overspending. But if advertisers are working overtime to connect with our deepest emotions and thought patterns, we would be wise to do the same. You just listened to the post titled "Defeat Overspending from the Inside Out" by Joshua Becker of BecomingMinimalist.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And a quick reminder, as promised, this month you can get a lifetime subscription to Joshua Becker's new money magazine, plus an additional subscription to give as a gift to someone, and half of that subscription money will be donated back to keep our podcasts running. All of that for only $20. Again, that's a lifetime subscription to Joshua's money magazine. To check it out, come by oldpodcast.com/money. And that's going to do it for today and for another week here at Optimal Finance Daily. Hope you've enjoyed our posts this week and have yourself a terrific weekend. I'll see you back here on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.